take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this magnificent Monday, July 13, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of news, lots of information, lots of endorsements. These endorsements for Perry Johnson are starting to stack up. John James is starting to crash in the polling, and it's all coming together. Perry Johnson out on his bus tour. He's got some folks on the bus with him. We're going to be talking with one of them on Wednesday's show. We're excited. We've got lots of information for you. But to start off, to kick off, you heard it at the top of the hour news break. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in responding to the Supreme Court of the state of Michigan, basically is saying thank you, but no thank you. Top lead story, Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Friday vetoed the 9 lame duck Democrat-passed bills that were withheld from her desk for over 18 months, saying passage now would create an insurmountable administrative burden and unleash endless litigation. When I talked on the show on Friday, you heard me announce the Supreme Court's decision to hear the appeals from both the House and the Senate, leaving intact the Court of Appeals ruling that said that the new Speaker, Matt Hall, had a constitutional duty to present the 9 Democrat bills that was left on his desk by the previous Speaker, Democrat Joe Tate. When the Democrats had the trifecta because of Republicans failing to get out and vote in the midterm election of 2022, Democrats won everything. They took back control of the House. They took back control of the Senate, which had not been done in over 40 years. From 1982 to 2022, those 40 years, Republicans had the majority in the state Senate. Well, because Republicans didn't get out and vote in that gubernatorial 2022 election, Democrats won everything. Those 2 years, they had the trifecta of 23 and 24. They rammed all kinds of crap through Lansing. Passed in the House, passed in the Senate, signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, going into the lame duck session of the November 24 election, when the Republicans took back the House starting January 1st, Joe Tate left 9 bills on his desk. Never sent them to the governor for signature. Well, as a result, January 1st, 2025, the new speaker, Matt Hall, Republican, majority 58 Republicans, 52 Democrats, grabbed those 9 bills off his desk and threw them in his bottom right drawer. Was not going to send them to the governor for signature. Well, that started the war between him and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, and she sued him. It went through the court process, and we're going to explain what happened last Friday. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Monday. Well, in the first segment, the recap basically was that the midterm election of 2022, Republicans didn't show up. Many of you felt the 2020 election was fraudulent, that Biden stole the election from Trump. We were going through election integrity issues. We had lawsuits going, Bill Bailey's case in Antrim County, the ridiculous amount of screw-ups that happened that made headlines not only statewide but nationally about Biden winning Antrim County on election night 2020. Many of you Republicans felt disenfranchised. 1.7 million Republicans that voted in the presidential 2020 election did not vote in the 2022 midterm election, re-electing Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Democrats turned out. Whitmer got re-elected. They took back the House. They took back the state Senate, which they hadn't held in 40 years. They had the trifecta, and they were off to the races. Well, in the 2024 presidential election, November 5th, President Trump got elected. The Republicans took back the House, 58-52, making Joe Tate no longer the Speaker of the House. January 1st, 2025, when they got sworn in Lansing, Matt Hall was the Speaker. They were outside in the winter with their winter coats on. They got sworn in. They went inside. Matt Hall went into the Speaker's office, and sitting on the corner was nine bills that was passed in the lame duck session by the Democrats. Passed in the Senate, sent over to the House. They were passed in the House. He was supposed to send them to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for her to sign them into law. For some reason, Joe Tate didn't do that. He left them for Matt Hall. Well, Matt Hall looked at the nine bills and said, "This is the last legislature's work product." Constitutionally, he believed that he was under no obligation to forward those bills to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for signing. So he didn't do it. He threw them in the bottom right drawer of his desk. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks called Speaker Hall and said, "Hey, are you going to send those nine bills to the governor for signing?" And Hall said, "No. Go pound sand." Winnie Brinks, Senate Majority Leader, sued Matt Hall in court. Well, that was the start of their relationship between the Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Winnie Brinks, and the newly elected Speaker of the House, Republican Matt Hall. They were in an adversarial relationship from jumpstart. Well, it went through the court process, all the way through the court process. And Friday, Michigan Supreme Court, I announced that, I believe in the third hour of my show on Friday, we had a breaking news story. Guess what? The Michigan Supreme Court, where it ended up, said you got to forward those bills that you, Speaker Matt Hall, have a constitutional duty to present the bills to the governor. The High Court denied the appeal applications without explanation. However, one justice, rule of law justice, conservative Brian Zara, the lone Republican nominee justice we have remaining on the Supreme Court, he dissented. Well, Whitmer blamed the House Republicans for allowing the bills to languish while the constitutional dispute played out in courts. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wrote in her letter of the veto, "House Republicans spent the last 18 months sitting on these bills, forcing us to spend taxpayer dollars on costly lawsuits, creating unnecessary uncertainty, and preventing action on the issues that matter to Michigan families. These bills would have lowered costs for Michiganders and strengthened public policy and public safety. had the House presented these bills to me in a timely manner, as the Constitution requires, today would have looked much different. Well, in his statement, Speaker Matt Hall offered his sympathies to the Democrats, saying that you went through all of this work and just for the bills to end up being vetoed by your governor. He also went on to say, I'm not sure why the House and Senate Democrats could not or would not do their jobs back in 2024. But I decided I would help them out after they helped me pass a new state budget that's smaller than last year's budget without any of their tax and fee increases. You see the dynamic going on here, folks? The governor put out a bunch of misnomers because everybody's concerned about affordability. Everybody's concerned about the price of gas, the price of our electric bills, our property taxes. By the way, the summer tax bills just came out. The governor spun it that it was all the Republicans' fault. And by preventing action on these bills, it actually hurt Michigan families. That's her spin. Speaker Hall said, you guys didn't do your job back in 2024. Previous speaker, Joe Tate, should have submitted those bills to the governor for signature into law. She didn't do it. But I appreciate the fact that you helped me pass a new budget smaller than last year's without any tax and fee increases. Well, Senate Majority Leader, the other Democrat involved in this puzzle, Winnie Brinks of Grand Rapids, said the Constitution prevailed and was worth celebrating. However, she said she's extremely disappointed at the veto and said that saying disappointment is actually an understatement. Brinks went on to say, unfortunately, quality policy that would have lowered the cost and improved lives for millions of Michiganders met an end at the governor's desk. But I want to assure everyone that no matter the hurdle thrown at us, Senate Democrats will never give up the fight for the hardworking men and women who make our state great. Again, all of them putting their political spin on it. One of the things that we're looking at is the bills themselves. MERS News Service interviewing Governor Gretchen Whitmer said that she was partial to the bills that would have roped correction officers into the state's pension plan. And she's hopeful that that legislation will be presented again. However, Whitmer said signing the measures now would create legal and practical problems because under the Constitution, they would have taken effect April 2nd last year, 2025, more than 15 months ago. Retroactive implementation, Whitmer said, would impose an insurmountable administrative burden, quote unquote, on our state government. And its affected residents. It would overwrite laws that have since taken effect, which would trigger, quote, endless lawsuits and litigation, end quote. It also would miss statutory deadlines contained in several of the bills and create fiscal obligations spanning a three-year budget cycle that were never incorporated into the newly enacted fiscal year 2027 budget. Whitmer said she is prepared to work with lawmakers on new versions of the legislation. Well, getting her political spin into the situation, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jocelyn Benson vowed that she would have signed the bills if they were presented to her if she were governor. Benson went on to say, I'm tired of these political games. Teachers, nurses, correction officers, and so many others spent years fighting for this relief, only to have the leaders they trusted pull the rug out from underneath them. I look forward to signing these bills into law as governor. And I'll take on anyone, no matter how rich or powerful, who stands in the way, end quote, said Benson. Did you hear what she just said for political purposes? She wants to act all bad and that she would do something that Whitmer wasn't willing to do, primarily because Whitmer hasn't endorsed her yet. And that basically, I don't care who stands in my way, rich or powerful, I'm going to sign the damn bills. Did you read what Whitmer explained? It's too late. It's way too late. These bills affect three budgets. The way the bills were written and passed, if signed into law, would take immediate effect retroactively to April 2nd of 2025, more than 15 months ago. You can't do it, Benson. But of course, you don't care about that. All you care about is your talking points to make you look all bad to the Democrats so that they vote for you on August 4th. You didn't have any commonsensical response. You went right into politic mode. Politician candidate is what she basically did. The bottom line is this. Joe Tate screwed the pooch. He should have sent those nine bills to Whitmer instead of leaving them on his desk for the new speaker, Matt Hall. That's number one. Number two, if that legislation is so absolutely great for lowering costs, et cetera, for Michigan families, why don't the Senate Democrats reintroduce it when they come back after Labor Day? Why don't they work with the House Republicans and make it an issue heading into the November 3rd general election? If these bills are so great for the people of Michigan, pass it immediately in the Senate. You've got a two-seat majority. Ram it through. You can assign it to bills that have already been seasoning in the system. Swap out the language. Pass in the Senate. Send it to Matt Hall and the Republicans and see if they pass it. If you don't, use it against the Republicans on November 3rd. But no, you're probably too lazy or too stupid to do it. We'll continue to follow the story, see what they in fact do when they get back after Labor Day. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.